up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And greetings once again, ladies and gentlemen. Time for another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We gather every week. We play old-time records. It's just what we do. Is it another episode? Is that what it is? Or is it another installment of the show? I really don't know. I think to be an episode, it needs to be like a continuing story, like The Lone Ranger or something. I have no idea. But one way or the other, we're here for about the next hour, spinning old-time records here on the radio and the internet and wherever you happen to be listening to the program this week. So glad to have you along with us. We're going to start out with one that doesn't make any sense right off the bat here. I have Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra. And apparently a frog in my throat. There, I let him go. We're good now. Louis Bachel and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra doing the Edelweiss Polka. Now, if you remember, what is it, The Sound of Music? They danced to Edelweiss, Edelweiss, and it was clearly a waltz. They were waltzing. I remember, because I saw the movie 106 times. And so, I don't know, this is the, and it says Edelweiss, but we all know it's Edelweiss, is how you pronounce that, in Austria. Anyway, but Louis Bachel and the Silk Umbrella Orchestra, too much controversy to start the show. Here's the Edelweiss Polka.
Every fall of the year, through the Alps you can hear. From the valley so deep, up to every mountain peak. In the Alps now it's fall, she can hear her sweetheart call. From the snow and the ice, he will bring an Edelweiss. It's spring, she can hear the Schweitzer sing. Now the Yodler and his miss live in happy wedded bliss.
All right, Louis Bachel, the Silk Umbrella Orchestra, the Edelweiss Polka, and yes, I heard it too. I heard a skip in that record. Did you hear that? I heard that, man. There was a, I'm looking to see right now if there's a little booger on the record. You know how that is? Sometimes there's a little blob of stuff on there. Man, I'm telling you, it looks perfect. So we'll just ignore that that happened and we'll press on with the show. How's that? A lot of yodeling in that one, though. I am sorry if that one's already stuck in your head for the rest of the day. We'll probably take care of that when we run the old-style waltz again like we have every week for the last couple of months in the show, because I love that record. Maybe that'll get the yodeling out of your head. But it reminded me, have we ever played on the show She Taught Me to Yodel by Rod Erickson, which I think was originally an Elton Britt song, wasn't it? I think so. And I don't know that it qualifies as a polka, but as long as we've already probably established this as the yodeling show, we're going to need at least one more yodeling record. So I'm going to dig through the records and see if I can't find some more yodeling here before we get through it all. In the meantime, my wife is always drunk. And I don't mean my wife. That's the name of the polka. Here is Brass with Class.
I love her, she loves me, and we have a family. Boy, what I'm gonna do with my wife is done.
Brass with Class. My wife is always drunk here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Old-time records. We do it every week. We've been doing it for a long time. This is show, what, 183? Does that sound right? I think so, 183. I'll have to check the automatic polka counter over here and see. But anyway, we keep on doing it. We got a lot of records to play in this show. I did find it, by the way, just during the time that it took. She Taught Me to Yodel. Great song. I always played it by Rod Erickson, but I remembered hearing Elton Britt do it, and I found it on an old 78 from 1941. And we're going to play that coming up in the show here in a little bit. I don't know that it counts as an old-time record. If anything, it's Western Swing. But we've kind of established this as a show that needs at least one more yodeling song in it. So we will have that coming up. In the meantime, the New Phonics. That's N-U-F-O-N-I-C-S. New Phonics. This is the Polka Down Polka.
Call her Polka Babe, 'cause no one knows her name. She danced the polka all night long, that's how she came to fame. She really stomps her feet on Madame Tremec Street. In the bar she is a star, they say she can't be beat.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet, and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down.
He really steals the show, puts the rest up to the test and swings them to and fro. The girls all try their best, they dance the polka best. He takes them one by one and puts them back with all the rest.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down. Polka beat and to that polka sound. Stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka dance, and romance, swing around. Listen to that polka beat and to that polka sound.
one day Joe met Bay at the Senate Cafe. Man was hot and on the spot, they danced the night away. They swung and stomped about, the crowd began to shout. When Joe and Bay became engaged that night, there was no doubt.
Just listen to that polka beat and you will come to know how to swing and stomp your feet and not just watch the show. Come and dance, polka down, and romance swing around. Listen to that polka beat and to that polka sound.
Okay, pay attention to the record, dummy. Okay, I am. The new phonics there, and Polka Down Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. You may be saying to yourself by now, what the heck is he doing when the records are playing? Well, usually I'm busy writing down what songs I'm playing and picking the next record and all that, but I had already picked the next record, so I'm going to tell you what I was doing during that record. I was measuring an inch on a ruler with a digital caliper. Why? Because I wanted to see if it worked. See if it said 1.00 inches when it was on an inch on the ruler. And it was! Which means I have some concept in how it works. It's a long story. But I haven't used my digital caliper in years. And of course, I pulled it out and the battery was dead. So I got a new battery because I have to measure something teeny-weeny and I need it. And I was just playing with it to see if it worked. Let us press on, shall we? Ray Champ and his Polka Champs coming up here. And after that, we're going to do Elton Britt from 1941, which She Taught Me How to Yodel, just because it's a yodeling kind of week. So anyway, the Hickory Polka, here's Ray Champa and his Champs. Ray Champa and his Polka Champs there, and the Hickory Polka on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Coming up, more yodeling in just a minute after I talk to you about a World of Accordions museum in Superior, Wisconsin. I invite you to stop by, pay him a visit. Fall is here, beautiful colors, leaves are changing. This is the best time of the year. You know, I mean, spring is nice, with stuff blooming and all that, but you have so much slop and mess and mud from the snow melting and everything. I love the fall. Crunch of the leaves, smell of the bonfires, cooking of the marshmallows, stomping in the woods, I don't know, whatever. Beautiful time to visit the north shore of Lake Superior. Good place to jump off of that would be from Superior, Wisconsin, and Duluth there. They're like right there, you know, across the bay from each other. A great place to start. Why not start at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin? 1,400 accordions, concertinas on display. All sorts of memorabilia, historical paperwork. I wanted to say data, but they actually had like physical stuff. You don't have to look at a screen. They got a neat gift shop with all kinds of groovy stuff, too. If you have an accordion player or an aficionado of old-time music, you would find some neat stuff there. And I think you can shop online, too. Not 100% on that. I've looked at stuff. I don't remember if you could order. I think you can. I don't know. Check it out. Worldofaccordions.org is where you can look and find out more than I can remember. So have a look. Worldofaccordions.org, an amazing museum for accordion, concertina, and old-time music fans in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, earlier we had played, what did we play? Oh, the Edelweiss Polka, where there was a lot of yodeling. We opened the show with that. And I thought, that has now established this as the yodeling show. And to be the yodeling show, we need to play at least one more yodeling record. And I couldn't offhand think of another yodeling polka that I could get my hands to quick. Seems to me Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls have a good yodeling polka, but the record's way back buried under the counter and I can't get to it. So we dredged up a 78, and this is tough because I got to use the special 78 record player that goes through the special 78 box that gets rid of those special 78 sounding scratches, so the record sounds pretty good. Then I have to remember to use push button number 4 on my control console here that kind of looks like the dudes on the bridge in Star Trek, you know, beam me up, you know. See if I get all the right buttons here. And with any luck at all, we're going to go back to 1941. An oldie but a goodie, as they used to say. And Elton Britt on RCA Records. And she taught me how to yodel, for Pete's sake. I'm sure you could dance to this.
I went across to Switzerland, where all the yodelers be, to try to learn to yodel with my yodeling. I climbed a big high mountain on a clear and sunny day, and met a yodeling gal up in a little Swiss chalet. She taught me to yodel, yodel-a-dee-ay, yodel-a-dee-ay, yodel-a-dee-ay. She taught me to yodel, yodel-a-dee-ay, 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 yodel just like me. It's easy while you're singing to go yodel-a-dee. First you take a deep breath and exhale, 1, 2, 3. Then you hear a yodel if you listen close to me. This is how to yodel, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. This is how to yodel, yodel-a-dee, yodel-a-dee. She taught me to yodel, 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 yodel. She taught me to yodel, yodel, yodel. Oh,
All right, that wraps up the yodeling portion of the show. Two yodeling records, though. Elton Britt there, she taught me how to yodel from 1941 on a Bluebird RCA 78. And let me give you a piece of valuable advice. If you ever find yourself playing the old 78s, don't watch them, because those babies are really whipping around. You'll get dizzy and throw up, man. I feel like I'm still spinning. All right, back to the slower spinning records anyway. We'll shift her down to 45 for the New Yorkers, and this is the Polka Pops. New Yorkers, Polka Pops, because that's a bunch of popular polkas all jammed into one record there. And in case you just flipped on your radio or whatever, and you're like, what the heck is going on? You are listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. We do this every week. Sit down in front of a bunch of record players and sit here and spin old-time records back and forth. It's a great time, and we're glad you're along with us on the show this week. So what am I doing here? I was going to tell you something. I don't remember what it was, so I guess I won't tell you. Instead, we'll just go over here to the Ernest Benedict Quartet. Ernest. E-R-N-E-S-T. Ernest. Ernst. Somebody used to say Ernst. I had an Uncle Ernie. His real name was Ernest. Yeah. He was amazing. He's the guy who taught me. He taught me a lot of important things. He taught me that people say God bless you when you sneeze because that means you are spewing out evil spirits and they may have to kill you. Which is kind of traumatic when you're like 11 years old. Anyway, it's the Ernst Benedict Quartet. Here's the Silk Umbrella Polka. Thank you. There you go. The Silk Umbrella Polka with Ernst Benedict Quartet here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Earlier, of course, we did hear the Louis Bachel and his Silk Umbrella Orchestra doing a number. So now we evened it out with the Silk Umbrella Polka. Worked it all out real good there. All right, we have John Check now and his Wisconsin Dutchman. Oddly enough, they are from Wisconsin. And with a polka classic, an old-time classic, really. They're all going to sing along with. You're going to be dancing in the streets. It's going to drive you wild. And then after that, we're going to get to the old-style waltz that we've been playing every week. And that makes two records that are basically beer-themed back-to-back. So prepare yourselves.
Im Himmel, da ist kein Bier, drum trinken wir das hier. Und wenn wir's nicht mehr hören, drum trinken meinen Freunden meinen Bier.
In heaven there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer. Kein Braun. Und wann ich hab ein großer Durst, nix ein Trinken hab ich für mein Fertigbau.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. And when we're gone from here, our friends will be drinking all the beer.
And the Wisconsin Dutchman on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and as long as we got the beer theme going, oh yeah, we gotta play it again. Yes, Jay Wells, the Red Raven Orchestra. We're doing the old-style waltz again. Yes, we are.
Ah, yeah. I love for an old-style waltz played by that old-style band. That's too style waltz in which you can hold her hand. Give me an old style girl. Hand me an old style beer. Around and around the world, mid hearts but is full of cheer. We'll swing and sway in an old in way, a setting for romance. It's my lucky day when I hear her say, I'd like to get in your pen. What's it? This is an old style waltz played by an old style band. Dance to this old style waltz. I'm sure you it's grand. Play it, fella. Shock ya. Lieber. They'll swing and sway in an old-fashioned way. It's a setting for romance. It's my lucky day, even I hear her say, why don't ye give love a chance? This is an old-style waltz, played by an old-style band. Try this old-style waltz, and you will agree it's grand. Ah, yeah.
All right, Jay Wells, Red Raven Orchestra, the old-style waltz. Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. And now that we've established this as both the yodeling show and the beer song show, apparently, one more beer song and another waltz on top of it? Oh, man, don't drop those tears in my beer, dear. It's Gary Kuchenberger and his old lager band. Yipes! Tears in my beer, dear. Gary Kuchenberger and his old lager orchestra. I believe I said old lager band before. It's the old lager orchestra. It's a little bit more formal. All right, that's too much waltzing. For gosh sakes, Tim, pick up the tempo. We don't all want to waltz, you know, give us something we can polka to. How about a little polka medley with Kenny Bass and his polka poppers?
Summer from now.
is Kenny Bass and his Polka Poppers here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show every week. I was just notified that we are 40 minutes now into the show, and we have already exceeded our fun quotient for the program. We are over the level of maximum allowed fun in one show. I'm sorry, we're going to have to tone things down. Just kidding! Just kidding. It just seems like we've packed an awful lot into the first 40 minutes of this show, don't you think? Still a ways to go, though. More records coming up. The Jesters are standing by on turntable number one here. Wanted to remind you, you can always get in touch with us here at the Oompa Hour. You can do it by email. It's oompahour@aol.com. That's a pretty easy way to do it. You can also feel free to email us. I just said that. You can call us on the telephone, 218-259-2985. Actually get the record store's answering machine, but hey, they will get messages to the Oompa Hour if you call. Ooh, I just found a great Frankie Yankovic record that we're going to play. What else? Oh, yeah, Facebook. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is also where you'll find us. So if you'd like to make a request or just give us a hard time at the Oompa Hour, by golly, you could do that any of those ways. You could text to that phone number, too, if you're one of those texting types at 218-259-2985. So let's get on with the show. The Jesters, not the Gestures. Two completely different things. The Gestures was a rock and roll band in southern Minnesota in the 60s. I believe they were from Mankato. The Jesters is a polka band from New Jersey. So you don't want to confuse the two. A gesture is like if you shrug or if you say, come here, and you wave your arm in the air. That is a gesture. A jester is a funny looking guy with a pointy hat with bells on it. I don't know, but here are the Jesters. This is the Up and Down Polka. There and the Up and Down Polka, and I don't know, I heard bells in there. Do you think they were on jester hats at the time those bells were ringing? I don't have any idea. All right, I told you, I kind of interrupted myself earlier and said, ooh, here's a Frankie Yankovic record I want to play, and here's the deal, and maybe I've mentioned this before, every time I pull this 45 out, the other side of the record never ever gets played, because I always play this side, and I'm going to play this side again, because this is another one of those records that cracks me up. This is turning into the funny record yodeling and beer song show, isn't it? Kind of, a little bit, anyway. When I was a kid, I had this record by the Mark IV, and I played it all the time, just about wore that record right through to the other side. And Frankie Yankovic, the Yanks, do a great version of it, too. Here they are, I've Got a Wife.
I've got a wife at home. Lisa, wipe your feet off. Goodness sake, don't slam the door.
Fix the socket, dry the dishes. Can't you do a single chore?
Hang the picture, set the table. Don't drop ashes on the floor.
Heat the bottle, change the baby. Yeah, not be anymore.
Off the door.
Change the light bulb, scrub the bathtub, pick the toys up from the floor.
Take the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage on the door.
Get the kids and call my mother. Yeah, I'm anymore.
Yankovic and his Yanks, I've Got a Wife. And I got a question. I don't know if you were listening closely. In the last, like, 30 seconds of that song, and the polka, the accordion, Frankie's playing all those little fills. You know, they sing a line, I've got a wife at home. Those are called fills. I swear there was a fill that went to the tune of the Old Gray Mare. Am I crazy? You know what? I'm going to back up the record, and we're going to play the last little bit, and we're going to find out. Because we can do that here, because this show is live and spontaneous. Let's just jump right into this record again. Listen close to the fills, and let's see if we can hear that, see if I'm crazy or not.
Take the lamp cord, make some coffee, burn the garbage on the door.
Get the kids and call my mother.
Not anymore.
He don't love her.
The Old Gray Mare, she ain't what she used to be. I told you it was in there. I feel much better now. All right, we need something with a tupa, an oompa in it. If you say tuba and oompa, you get a tumpa. We've just invented a new thing. So we have the Redbirds over here and the Vienna Forever Polka.
Thank you.
There you go. There was some tumpahing in there, wasn't there? Uh-huh. The Redbirds there. Vienna Forever Polka. Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Johnny Menko and his orchestra are on the way next.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service, too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
All right, so we can't jam in a couple more tunes before we run out of time for this week. Johnny Menko and the orchestra, this is the Traveler's Polka. My goodness, Traveler's Polka. They were traveling at a pretty good pace there, I'd say. Johnny Menko and his orchestra on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Getting down to the end of the show already, for Pete's sake. But we're going to jam another tune in here before we wrap things up. We haven't played Lil Wally for a while. It's an old Lil Wally record. Back when his record label had the old style straight letter font for the JJ record label name. And you could just tell. You pick up some records and the vinyl weighs like a pound, you know. It's like a 45 you could hurt somebody with. Anyway, this is the Jolly Polly Polka. Here's Lil Wally. There, the Jolly Polly Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. One of those songs with the universal lyrics. La, 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 la. I feel like a Teletubby. Ask your grandkids about that. They'll explain it to you. Anyway, that puts a wraps on another show already, if you can imagine that. Holy cow, it was too much fun in this week's show, don't you think?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, Kebs Records, and a World of Accordions Museum. We'll be back to do it all over again next week with a different stack of records, of course. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!